Now joined here with Dakota Hayes, who's recently named and approved a head wrestling coach for Scott City. And congratulations, Dakota. And I know this is something that you've been on staff for a while. You've been a head coach before, but now being officially named head coach here at Scott City, what's that feeling like?
It's hard, you know, it's hard to believe. It's something that I've always wanted to do, is get back here and kind of give back to the program and community that gave so much to me. And, you know, I'm extremely blessed to have been able to be a part of the program so far. And stepping up to the lead role, I'm just, you know, I'm thankful that everybody's given me this chance, and hopefully it'll be a good, you know, good run. So,
of course, learned you're part of the Lippelman legacy, wrestled under him, and then were helped with the program in 2018 when you came back to Scott City, and been an assistant the last 3 years, you and Bryce and also Aaron working together. And what's it been like being back in the Scott City wrestling program here the last 3-4 years?
It's been great. It's one of those things where everybody always talks about, you know, tradition doesn't graduate and whatnot, and Scott City wrestling is one of those things where tradition runs deep. You know, it's those things where the people who have been here and wrestled for the program, you know, they love to come back. They love to watch the program grow, and they're willing to help us come in and always, you know, give anything that we kind of need to help with or anything like that. And so I've enjoyed it so far, and I hope, you know, there's more to come.
Of course, you were the head coach at T&P Marion for a little bit there, and so you do have head coaching experience under your belts. What are some things maybe you learned when you were head coach there for the Monarchs that maybe you'll kind of bring back here to Scott City?
You know, wrestling's a tough sport. They come in, they beat each other up every day, and we have tournaments every weekend. And the thing I really noticed the most is you got to let the kids have fun a little bit. Enjoy the sport. It's one of the world's oldest and greatest sports. A lot of people believe, and I believe that too. And if you don't take the time to enjoy the sport, enjoy the camaraderie that you build, it's a long, long season. And so let them kind of enjoy it a little bit within reason, you know, and have fun with them you know, hopefully get them to buy in and go do great things.
I know this past season you guys had lost a lot of state tournament points from the previous year and a couple of state champions off that team, but you know, I thought this year you guys were able to exceed a lot of expectations, and you're going to be familiar with a lot of those wrestlers coming back for next year. And how exciting is that to be a part of this program and to kind of continue to run things there in the right direction?
Well, you know, everybody was thinking that this was going to be a rebuilding year. Even as coaches, we thought that it was going to be a pretty tough one. But we had a couple young guys, you know, and some older upperclassmen step up and be really good leaders. And I'm hoping that it can kind of carry over into next year. But it's been a true joy. You know, I've really enjoyed it. You know, the kids are always willing to come in and work. And some of these kids, you know, I remember seeing in the, you know, the youth program when I was here in high school and whatnot, and just seeing them mature a little bit and compete at the level that they're competing is just awesome to see.
And you know what, you have some things planned for maybe the off season, the summer coming up for you guys?
You know, I'm going to push the summer weights just like every other coach does, try to get those kids there, you know, get a little stronger, get a little muscle on them. But looking at possibly going through some camps. I like to take the kids places they really haven't been before, or go to places where they're going to pick up a thing or two. So, I mean, there's a bunch of them on the table. I mean, right now the one we're kind of leaning towards is up in Kearney, just because we've got close ties there. Their coaches, Jensen and them, they do really, really well. I mean, I think they're coming off of a second-place finish at the national tournament, and so they got a good group of kids there, a great group of coaches to learn from, not only for the kids, but also for me and the other coaches that go. And we're going to do the youth camp again that we've done the last couple years, get those kids into our gym and get the younger ones going and see what they can do.
Well, congratulations here, and looking forward to things coming up here.
Awesome, Adam. I appreciate it. Thank you.